The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello, I'm John Potter, live at local every Saturday at 9 to noon. It's all live and local from now until noon, 884-9910. Just like your favorite Slim Jim flavor, this show is extra long. Okay. I'm in Reno, and my producer, Craig, is in Carson City. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. How was your week? Any adventures?
You know, it was good. I stayed away from the news. It always makes me feel better.
And you didn't try to print anything until this morning.
That's right. You have cameras. You see this, me making my notes here in the studio. I got to ask you front off here. Do you have outside cameras? Do you have cameras that show the exterior door into the station here?
I have one in our lobby that points at the interior of the door, but not the exterior.
Okay. All right. So
I didn't see you pour that coffee cup over somebody's car. No.
No, no. But if you come to our door, guests, this morning, I had nothing to do with this. There's a line of toilets at the front door. There's like six of them lined up. They look like they're in pretty bad shape. I had to go when I arrived here, but I did not use them. I just want to let you know that. But they're outdoors. They're lined up at the front door. And I'll tell you why. It's because they renovated my dressing room. But they renovated one of the bathrooms in this office building.
Oh, they did the ladies' room at our end and the men's room at our end. So,
oh, I haven't checked the ladies' room. Let me write that down. Okay.
Yeah, they were putting a brand new tile in the last time I was over there about a week and a half ago.
Well, I wonder if these toilets are up for grabs because, listen, I just had some plumber experiences. Those things are pricey.
Expensive, aren't they? Yes.
And you can have a toilet that you can tell people coming to your house, oh, you know, John Potter used this. I'm not going to charge you anything for that. Anyway, let's get to stuff going on because people email me, why don't you talk about stuff going on? Well, the big event of the year, Hot August Nights, is in Virginia City today. The Classic Car Show and Shine along historic C Street just began, 9 o'clock schedule. Festivities in Virginia City with the old cars till 4 o'clock there. Today, the Hot August Nights kickoff at Reno is Monday. Classic cars on display at the Peppermill and Atlantis on Monday, and cruises there Monday night, Atlantis, Peppermill, and then it spreads to the Nugget and GSR for the week. So you asked me how my week was. How was yours?
Mine was very uneventful. And I like it when it's that way because with running, we have six radio stations, but with eight signals, it can get pretty hectic if something goes wrong. Now, Reno, we made some modifications, so hopefully we won't be cut off at 9:23 this morning.
Well,
that's coming up. So
you got six stations. They're all smooth. Nothing ever goes wrong with those six stations. The only thing that goes wrong is at 9:23 on this show on Saturday. I swear it's not a button I pushed. So it's what people think. we'll see what happens there. But yeah, we'll go to Fox News early at 9:23 and play at the safe side. We should place bets. Do you think it's going to cut off today or not?
Yeah, what's your bet? I'm saying it's an over-under. Is it going to be before 9:23 or after 9:23?
I think this time it'll be 10:23. You know, sometimes it does that. And when it does do that, don't give up on us, folks. Just come back to us in a few minutes. We'll play some Fox News.
Use our app. Use the KKFT or KSVL app. From your app store on your phone or iPad or
I tell tablet. You what, when it goes off like that, it's a nice break. You know? It's like a 5-minute break. I can go out there and polish up the toilets. I'd be useful.
Now that would be really crappy job.
So this week I went to the Reno Costco. Yes, I have another Costco story. I went yesterday. I couldn't find anything. I don't know. What is this? Is there a method to this madness of moving stuff around? What could possibly be the benefit to doing that? The margarita mix is no longer with the drinks and the wine. They put it by the electronics. I couldn't even find the nuts. The nuts used to be right there near the frozen food aisles on one side on the way to the produce. They had the middle shelves with the nuts. I don't know where they are now. It's like when you want something that isn't a Halloween decoration, but that's where they put the Halloween decorations. I couldn't find an employee, of course. Fine. And the food samplers, you know, I know they don't work for Costco, but they spend a lot of time there. So I still ask. No, they don't know. The checkout clerks know where everything is, but by then, you know, it's too late. So it was frustrating. And by the way, food samplers, nice or crabby? What's your experience? Do you partake of the food samplers, Craig? And you like the Carson City Costco?
I'll sample certain things. There's certain things I won't go near, but yeah.
Well, I don't partake.
But the people every time I've gone by somebody, they've smiled and asked if I wanted to try it, and I politely decline.
I hear two different stories. I heard from somebody who works for the company that provides the food samplers, and they told me she used to work as a food sampler, and they are told not to scold or tell anybody anything when they come except to promote the food. That's all they can say. If you go up there and take five of them, they're not allowed to say anything. But then I hear other stories about some crabby ladies there who gripe at the kids, say please and thank you, and bring your parents here. We're not allowed to give food samplers to kids because you might have an allergy, so that's why you can't have any, you know, these stories. I don't partake of these, but I do stop, and I like to talk to the sweet woman who runs the liquid vitamin stand, give samples of this liquid vitamin stuff. It starts with a Q, and she always, she recognizes me. She always says, "Oh, John Potter, have you found a job yet?"
Wait, when did Kathy start working at Costco?
Yeah, well, that's, I'm not going to get into that. She's loves me, not a fan of me talking. That's a nice break. What's new this week at the Olympics? At the Olympics, folks, there was Jesus being mocked at the opening ceremony, and a man beating up two women for the whole world to see in the middle of the women's boxing matches. In the U.S. economy, 401k savings are tanking. Unemployment's now at a three-year high. Big losses in the stock market. The Dow went down a bit over $928 for the week. A $928 five-day drop for the Dow. Folks, that is families and seniors' savings right there. Democrat ideology in full display, media spewing lies, and people have their head in the sand. Otherwise, it was a great week. I don't know about you. Full lines are open, 884-9910. Breaking news this morning. I don't think Fox even had this. Donald Trump announces a debate with Kamala Harris. He has agreed to a proposal from Fox News to debate Vice President Kamala Harris 1 month and 1 day from today on September 4th. But there's been no response from her yet. A debate between Trump and Joe Biden had been scheduled for September 10th, and Kamala agreed to take Biden's place in it. But Trump said that debate was terminated when Biden left office. I'll tell you, Joe Biden is going to be really angry when he hears that he dropped out. But seriously, the Democratic Party stiffed 14 million voters that voted and wanted Joe Biden to run. This is a man who got 81 million votes in 2020, but of course, party leaders just forced him out. Joe is now working on how he is going to wrap up his presidency in the next 5 months. Well, we haven't had another civil war or a world war, so I guess he better hurry. And no, Kamala has not announced her running mate yet. Don't worry, folks. I'm going to check on this every 5 minutes, or actually Fox News, I'm sure, is going to break in with who she has chosen for her running mate. A lot of bets are on Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who sounds just like Obama when he talks. It's probably one of the reasons why he may be it. And word is, Shapiro is Biden's favorite choice. And CNN says he has discussed that with her about who he wants or he prefers she choose for vice president. You know, I don't know if you know this, but Trump called her and actually gave her a vice presidential suggestion. Did you hear this? You hear it coming, don't you? Yeah, J.D. Vance. Okay, no, I didn't say that. Forget that. Local media, Channel 2 had a story Thursday night, a story that seemed to have been set up, produced by the Nevada Democratic Party. This story they teased on air with, quote, "Is Senate candidate Sam Brown too extreme for Nevada?" And it looked like the local Democrat Party office invited Channel 2 to come down there. It looked like they were the only TV station going to the Democrat headquarters in Reno for their so-called press conference, which I guess was just them there, which was really just the local party people saying, "Sam Brown is too extreme for Nevada," in front of a Channel 2 microphone. The story, you can see it on their website. The story interviewed local Democrats and a local citizen who I guess happened to be there, complaining about Sam Brown, and featured no interview with Sam Brown or with anybody to express or defend his side or just basically any Republican side. You can look this up on their website. The headline is NV Dems Launch Litany Against Sam Brown / RNC. And the story has six Democrat supporters interviewed and no Republicans, not one. They did post written messages from them, but no interviews. I'm reading from the story script here. "The Nevada Democrats have launched a list of issues they have been using to criticize Sam Brown." I know, very surprising. One part here reads, "CWA Union President Mark Ellis discussed Brown and the Republican promise to repeal the Affordable Care Act, which would impact more than 360,000 Nevadans." Okay, Republicans publicly abandoned their effort to repeal Obamacare in 2022. Was not even an issue in that election that year, and it's not in this one. It's not even on the 2024 Republican Party platform. Out of the 20 issues in the RNC 2024 platform, not one mentions doing anything with Obamacare. But they got this union guy to say, quote, "To strip Obamacare away would be devastating." And saying the Republican promise to repeal the, okay, here's the announcer part. The Republican promise to repeal the Affordable Care Act, which would impact more than 360,000 Nevadans. That is a scare tactic false, Channel 2. And if you called the DNC office and said, "I'd like to come down and interview your supporters," you could have called the Republican office too. You know, "Hey, we'd like to come down, talk to some Republicans." It's called the two sides of the story. I hate to be a broken record on this, but I want the two sides of the story. I want equality. And is it just me? Is it just me? The media is slightly obvious in the way they treat Kamala and the way they treat Trump. Is it just me? I don't know. Maybe it's just, I don't know. 884-9910 is our phone number. Going to take our first break. I'm John Potter. We do have some very interesting guests today. I think two of them are political. And, of course, Derek Lee is coming up in a few minutes with his latest product. So it's going to be great. We're on till noon. We'll take calls until Derek gets here at 930, 884-9910. Thanks for listening every Saturday, 9 to noon. Really enjoy your emails and texts. And if you text, Craig will hopefully tell us what it says. Okay? All right. 884-9910. 99.1 FM Talk. And Smith & Mesa Valley's 92.3 FM News Time, 921.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
884-9910, number to call. I'm John Potter, live and local, 9 to noon. Hey, glad you're here. By the way, cloudy, 77 degrees, our current temperature. Going all the way to, I guess, 97 degrees for a high today with a chance of showers you can see in the skies. In TV ratings, the Olympics are really scoring. And, you know, the way I get out of bed lately, I'm not that picky over whether the gymnast really stuck their landing. I think they're all good. Huge numbers, though, of women and men watching. It's incredible. They say it's because the pandemic over and people really wanted to see these Olympics, like 18 million people ratings each night. The guys who I know are watching, and it's not just for the Canadian women's volleyball outfits. but I got to say, my knowledge of the Olympics, like the women's gymnastics, is approximately nil. Yet here's my insight, and valuable insight it is. Last Olympics, of course, when Simone Biles came into play, she was wearing, you know, all her branded goat clothes, greatest of all time. And there was the big marketing pitch, lots of Coca-Cola ads and such. You know, she was the big thing in the previous Olympics in the summer. And then when it got time to do the deed and she choked, many folks, including me, were not impressed. I thought, you know, this is some kind of young person who's got a lot of ego and who isn't delivering on game day. And I can't help but think there is somebody who would have liked to have been on the team, who would have competed but got displaced because she came not to compete. You know, I wasn't a fan. That was, what, 4 years ago, I guess. Well, time passes, and Simone Biles says, you know what? I'd like to try it again. She goes to the team. She says, I'd like to try it again. And they say, that'd be great. Why don't you start at the bottom and see if you can earn a spot on the team? And instead of throwing a hissy fit, like some celebrities do, you know, do you know who I am? Or, you know, something like that. Simone Biles said, okay. And she started at the bottom and she tried and succeeded in earning a spot on the Olympic team for the USA. And instead of working to get back to being as good as she once was, she worked to become better than she had ever been. And she has achieved that. And now these Olympics, I've sensed just a very different person. Happier. Looks like she's having a great time, having fun with her team. She's kinder, more positive. Like, you know, this time it's like, hey, kids, Simone Biles is on. Come look at this. That sort of person. And just a happier person. And how has she done? Tremendously well. And how has the USA done as a result there? Tremendously well. Number one on the medal count overall, last time I checked. And the plan was successional, that this would be a year where the new generation of gymnasts would be the big winners. But there's Simone Biles at this stage of her career in that sport, kind of aged up there in comparison, who has delivered astoundingly. And here's the deal. I love it when sports show good things about life. and give, more importantly, examples about life. And to kids, gives lessons about life. And here is an athlete who had succeeded before, but maybe had some other things going on, you know, whatever. But having taken a clobber last time, coming back better, humbler, kinder, and exactly the sort of athlete, and more importantly, exactly the sort of person you want to point to and say, that's who I want to be like. That's who I want my kids to be like. And when you use your time in the sun, that's going to work for you. But when your time in the sun can be a benefit to others and pass on a lifelong lesson, that's a wonderful thing. So if there's a sweetheart of the games, no, it's not that gender questionable boxer beating up on the females. I don't think that's the sweetheart of the games. Many of you would say it's Miss Ledecky. She's great. But to me, it's Simone Biles, and she is worthy of that title. And I'm grateful for her success. And I can't keep track of all the records she has broken here. I did hear that she's the first female Olympic athlete to win gold medals in two different Summer Olympics. And wow. Just incredible. Yeah, really inspiring to me. And, you know, I'm not into sports. I'm really dumb about sports.
I have a theory about why she is so much better in smiles and more personable.
Why?
She got married on April 22nd last year to Jonathan Owens. And just looking at the wedding pictures that I can see online, that's the smile we're seeing at the Olympic Games.
Yeah, we'll give it a year.
Wait. We have the 7-year itch, so she's got 6 more years, right?
Okay. Let's break for Fox News before I get in trouble here. 884. Oh, actually, Derek's here. Okay, Derek Lee is up next with us and a couple more guests, and we have free time, too, where you can just call in and talk about the current events and local stuff. I'm John Potter, breaking for Fox News, back in a few minutes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk Time, 931.
The time to talk is now, live and local.
Yeah, this is Chad. Thank you, Brad. I listen to you sometimes periodically when you're on the radio. And I really like what you have to say. I mean, the way you formulate a thought in a sentence that goes with that thought, it correlates with reality.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hey, Derek.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Good. How was the drive over?
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah. Nice and cool.
A fantastic drive here.
Yeah.
Okay. You came from Kingsbury Great again?
I did.
Oh, just for this. Derek Lee is here, folks. He runs Brain Health Formulas out of Minden. Go to the website, brainhealthformulas.com. I've learned an awful lot about the brain, and his products have made me the man I am today. But still buy them.
That's right. That's a good one.
We got three health news stories about the brain this morning. Latest health news this morning. Headline reads, the best protein for better brain health, according to dietitians, is ... That's the headline. And then you go to the article on these things, and they tease you for like two paragraphs without telling you what it is. You know, this article, they make you scroll through, I swear to God, 6 paragraphs to find out what this best protein for better brain health is, because they want you to scroll so you see the ads, and it drives me nuts. But I did the work for you all, and the best protein for brain health is salmon. It's got a lot of high-quality protein and omega-3 fatty acids, a source of DHA. I used to buy DHA supplements. And they still sell them. Good?
DHA? They can be. If you're deficient, they're extremely beneficial.
Okay.
If you are deficient. If you're not deficient, then they're useless.
See, I didn't feel any effect from them. I feel effect from yours, your products, but not DHA. I felt a bit of an effect from DHEA. I have no idea what it is, but it was pretty good.
DHEA has an effect on testosterone production.
Okay. You can't find it anywhere anymore.
They use regulated.
Well, yeah, they used to stock it in stores. But anyway, all these products are chemicals. And the difference with Derek is that he uses, You know, I'm not as smart as you. I don't really know, but they're not man-made chemicals. They are
all natural ingredients.
All natural ingredients, which are the what is L-tryptophan and all those
amino acids.
Amino acids, is that your primary key to brain health?
That is the primary key to brain health because we are totally composed of chains of amino acids. Every component of us as humans, all animals on this planet, are all composed of chains of amino acids. That's it.
How do the pharmaceutical companies man-make these things, amino acids?
Chemicals are also chains of amino acids, but they're synthesized. So they're chemical bonds. And so they, when we consume them, whether it's an injection, whether it's a tablet, capsule, however, whatever the form is, our body still responds to it as a chemical reaction. And it's a lot like vitamins these days. Most vitamins are chemical-based also. So there's plenty of studies that if you guys want to research, if by taking vitamins as a supplement, unless they're actually extracted from all natural ingredients, like from roots, flowers, plants, things like that, things along that those lines, if they're chemical-based, then we only absorb 1% to 5% of the entire vitamin. And so if you think about that, if we're taking 1,000 milligrams of ascorbic acid, that means we're only absorbing between 10 and 50 milligrams of what's there. So that means there's 950 milligrams of something being disposed of, and we're just wasting our money. Just that's an easy example. So ascorbic acid is a chemical component. It's not, well, ascorbic acid sold by vitamin companies, unless it specifically says on Nutrition Facts, this is derived specifically from all fruit, then at least you know you're getting more bioavailable vitamins.
Derek worked on and came up with these products out of his own quest to improve his own brain health. I hate bringing this sad story up over and over again. Sorry, Derek.
It's great.
But Derek had a terrible brain injury, and there was a time when he could barely communicate or even talk. So what he did on his alone time, which he had plenty of, is go to a lab. He's got a lot of experience in labs and came up with all natural pills that are good for brain health. His granddaddy product is Restore. Restore, that's the one I've been taking, along with Fat Buster, which looking pretty good, I must say I am.
So John, you're reversing an age every day.
Okay. You brought another testimonial. Shall I read it? Are you going to blush if I read it?
I blush all the time when I'm around you, John.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Hello, Derek. My name is Troy. I am 72 years old and have been dealing with balding issues for more than 20 years. I've taken every known hair product, including Nutrafol, for many months with little success. Since taking your hair formula, also called hair formula, Derek, you got to be creative with your product names.
My creativity is not in the names.
See, now, when I if you label hair formula as hair formula, it makes me think of like the Bugs Bunny cartoons when they go in the medicine chest and
TNT.
Right. back to Troy's, was this an email or letter? Text?
It's an email, yeah.
Email, okay. Troy says, I have had more hair growth in 1 month than 6 months with any other product. Just wanted to say thank you. And you brought testimonials before. What can prod people to actually make the effort to write things has to be complete satisfaction with.
Yeah.
Talk about your hair formula.
Hair formula. It's
what's
fantastic.
In it?
There's, I've actually, comparing when I start, because I will compare and contrast data from other hair products just to see how mine kind of compares to it. And a lot of companies, they will use keratin, but want keratin maybe 75 to 100 milligrams, maybe 150 milligrams per serving. In order to get that 100 to 150 milligrams per serving, you have to take 3 capsules. And almost all products have like maybe 30 servings total in their entire bottle. So that's 90 capsules. Mm-hmm. And so we have 100 milligrams of keratin per capsule. And so there's 100 servings in each capsule. So it doesn't take, and so keratin is the primal ingredient in our hair. That's the main protein. Our hair is based on proteins. And so we also have collagen, and collagen contributes to the manufacturing of the hair. We also have bamboo, which has a much better silica than horsetail. It's more efficient. Some people actually have allergic reaction to horsetail because it's grass. And so bamboo has, I believe there's been no known allergies to bamboo and the silica from bamboo. So we use those three components as a protein, as a structure, is the way I like to use it, a structure source for our hair. So we can have all the components of the structure, which is proteins, to get to the scalp, and then so we can transform those proteins into usable hair. So there's a lot of ingredients in that works, that benefits the kidneys. It benefits the circulation and microcirculation of the scalp itself, because without good circulation in the scalp, it makes growing hair challenging. And so we focus on circulation, we focus on structure, and we focus on kidney health all within that formula. So it's almost a complete process of to rebuild the hair.
Years and years ago, I used to buy and use Rogaine, expensive stuff, and I think I wasted it all because I was told by many people who also took Rogaine for a while. They say, well, once you stop using Rogaine, it all falls out. And that's kind of what I'm experiencing. I wasn't about to spend $40 a month for this stuff. Greasy foam. I've heard people tell me that hair is dead, but the roots are alive, right?
The hair is alive.
The hair is alive.
In order for it to grow, it has to be alive.
Well, the roots
are still
growing.
If our hair is brittle and it breaks,
yeah,
that's when it's incomplete, but still the fact that it continues to grow, there's still life to it.
Okay.
Otherwise, it would just wither away. It would never grow.
Well, okay, I'm losing some, so I'm going to try your hair. Hair product! I'll tell you the reason why I took Rogaine in the first place, because as kids, my two brothers and I, our dad was bald, and it just terrified us kids. And he would tease us at the dinner table. Are you going to look just like me? And it hasn't happened. And, of course, it comes from your mom, right?
Right.
Your mom's genes dictate what kind of hair you're going to have. But hair formula. All right. That's on your website, brainhealthformulas.com, right?
Yep. That's correct.
We received a text in, and somebody suggested, because his main product is Restore, what about Hair Restore?
There you go.
That would kind of confuse folks, wouldn't it?
If we had a different label for
it. Hair Restore?
Restore for hair. That's where it gets confusing. Hair Restore might actually be really good.
If it isn't taken already.
It's probably taken already. But we can always do something different with that.
Yeah. Well, yours is the real stuff. Like you say, it's all natural ingredients and stuff that's proven to work without the pharmaceuticals. Brainhealthformulas.com. We have one more segment with Derek Lee. Phone lines are open if you have a question about his products or health generally, especially brain health. 88 or, you know, the Fat Buster, how to lose weight without the, oh my gosh, I know somebody who wanted to get the Wegovy, and they asked their doctor for a prescription. And the drugstore said, okay, we got the prescription filled. That's going to be $1,400.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Okay, your stuff, very effective. We're going to talk about the Fat Buster next and about metabolism too. Stuff that Derek, stuff I didn't know about that, and folks, you'll be interesting to hear that. It's very educational. 9:48 is our time, 884-9910. Back in a few, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 9:48.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
John Potter, live and local guest Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. Interesting stuff coming up. Let's go to the phones first. Holly is calling in from Carson City with a question for Derek. Hi, Holly. I'm glad you called.
Hi, thank you. Derek, I've got a cat, and I was wondering if you're working on any formulas for cats.
I have a formula developed four cats. I have not actually made it yet, though. I will be working on that in the next few weeks, and as soon as we have it made and tested, you will be the first to know, or we'll announce it here on John's show so everyone knows that it is available.
Sounds super. Product. Thank you.
Yeah, you have a product for dogs.
Yeah.
I was going to ask that, too. Holly, that's a good question. Anything else?
Nope, that was it. I don't
Thank
have
you,
a
Holly.
Dog anymore. Thank you. Appreciate it and love listening to you guys.
All right, thank you, Holly. You say you're testing for a cat formula. Do you have a cat to test on? I'm sorry about that.
Do not have a cat. I have a formula developed. I have not actually made it yet. As soon as we have it actually made, then we will look for people who are willing to test it for us to get feedback.
So it'd be identical to your dog formula, but only for cats.
What Similar.
What does the dog formula do, and what would the cat formula do?
We tend to cater to the most beneficial needs of what dogs and cats are, and as far as I am concerned, the most beneficial things we can do for dogs and cats is improve how they process foods. Dogs, and I would assume cats are different than dogs from their metabolism. Cats can eat a lot more protein than dogs can, and they're arguably much more carnivorous than dogs are by nature. And so cats have different nutrition requirements than dogs do. And so it's a little tricky to develop a universal formula that cats can enjoy. So trying to have something broad enough for all cats to enjoy it and specific enough for so it's beneficial. So that's been kind of a challenge. And so our dog formula does not necessarily work very well for cats because there's some ingredients that cats have troubles processing. And I can't recall off the top of my head what that is, but I know when I researched, compared and contrasted the ingredients, that is something I found out.
Well, they're so individual. So kudos to you if you come up with something like this. You know, we've bought some very expensive cat food. And normally when we keep trying different brands, because two will love it, one won't. And that's what we've been dealing with and just still trying to find the right cat food that all three will eat.
It's tricky.
I mean, the people think who don't have cats that they're all the same. No, they're not.
They're not.
These three have total different personalities. If you see the movie A Quiet Place Day One,
Mm-mm.
that is a great movie cat. It's a great movie, by the way.
Wow.
Great movie cat. I mean, the cat's like the star of this movie. I loved it. Okay, while we have time, you've really emphasized the benefits of having a healthy metabolism because that benefits the brain function. What brain functions?
Well, the easy way to explain this with a healthy metabolism, I believe a healthy metabolism can reduce or prevent arthritis, can reverse or prevent type 2 diabetes,
uh-huh.
can reverse or prevent thyroid disorders, because all those nutrients have to be uptaken by through the intestinal tract in order to keep those organs or glands healthy. And if we do not have the possibility or the availability to uptake nutrients, our brains are going to be deficient also. And so what we've been able to find out is people who take healthy metabolism, the healthy metabolism actually scrubs the intestinal tract of overgrowth of yeast.
What?
So we have had this in this past week alone, I had two people who have type 2 diabetes call in and say, Derek, I don't know what you have in this healthy metabolism. Even when I forget to take metformin after they eat at night, their blood glucose numbers are lower than they have ever been just by taking a healthy metabolism. And so we've been able to reverse we've been able to reduce blood glucose numbers significantly just by taking healthy metabolism. And we've also been able to reverse certain types of arthritis also just by taking healthy metabolism, because I'm starting to believe that the significant cause of malabsorption of nutrients might actually come down to overgrowth of yeast in the intestinal tract. It might actually be the biggest problem for us to absorb nutrients, because yeast grows very fast. And a lot of times the older we get, the more we have sugar cravings, the more wine we like to drink, the more alcohol we like to drink, the more we like to smoke cigarettes, the more we like to do those things that we actually enjoy doing. But those things we enjoy doing are also contributing to feeding the overgrowth of yeast.
Metabolism is the process, especially for the brain, and your product is called Healthy Metabolism.
That's correct. It works. So even if you have food allergies, I believe we can correct and reverse a lot of food allergies with Healthy Metabolism as well.
All right. And folks, if you buy anything at brainhealthformulas.com, do get the Restore. It's done wonders for me, I believe. I feel great. It's like dropped in my mind 10 or 15 years. So outstanding stuff, Derek. So that's why I'm such a fan. Brainhealthformulas.com. Besides the website, and you like to talk to people about health too.
I do. I talk to a lot of people. I spend probably half my day talking to people. Guess we're out of time.
Well, almost, yeah. Okay, so what's your phone number?
775-634-7789. You can always email Derek at brainhealthformulas.com.
All right, thanks, Derek.
Thanks, John.
John Potter here, breaking for Fox News on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:58.